That's wonderful. Okay. Well, let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 8.
Apostle 8.
The book of Acts, chapter 8.
Apostle 8.
And I want to share with us something from this chapter. Now this chapter is the first time that the gospel was preached outside really of Israel. And it's in this chapter you have the Samaritans were hearing the gospel for the first time. And also for the first time you have an African. And that's where you get the importance of this chapter. It's the gospel going outside of Israel to other parts of the world.
Just think,
one day there'll be a book you can read about how the gospel came to the Arctic and to the communities here. You'll read the book. And your name will be in the book. Isn't that wonderful? Your name will be there. They'll read about you in heaven. The angels are reading the story now. It's a bestseller. They're amazed how God did wonderful things in people's lives. Well, we've only got this tonight. We can't read that book yet, but we can read this book. Now, in this chapter 8, there are two people who were baptized. Well, there's many more who were baptized, but he tells us about two in particular. You see, in this chapter, Philip went down to Samaria. He went there because they'd begun to kill the Christians in Jerusalem. So he went down there and he preached. When he preached, God did a lot of miracles. Isn't that wonderful? God does miracles. I believe he's done miracles this week. He's doing miracles not that we can boast, but that God can rejoice over what he's done in his
life.
God is always doing miracles through his people. Just this week, we heard about two girls lost on the ice. People prayed, they were found. Isn't that wonderful? But he wants to do many miracles in our lives. Well, Philip preached. People believed, it was wonderful. And then there was one man who believed. In verse 9 we find him. You can read verse 9 down to verse
13.
Now,
ayung itjua lune kaklune oka kattakto inyu juta vane itu pillagi yuk inyu tuinne ilu tamang tas tasuminga nalatiakut oka lutiklu angun una gote minga sima yumi piyon nang nilero tanovuk piyon nang nilung mi teyo wakto piyon nang nilung mi teyo wakto naras narasiak Narasiero padu. Aku ni orang tu, kamu ni ada kat terong magit, angkat kunci semuanya. Inu itu angkutin ang naik dua hari terong pun. Pilih posisi okau singin uk terusulah kami. Ada waktu itu tiga okau sung netu sahaja menak tu ni kunci awal ratiinganu. Yesus Kristus yang miklu. Saya matau uk terusulah pun. Waktu terong kami pilih posisi lagi lepa. Kamu ni ada ni tu. Tak kau kata dengan mereka mana tu ni, nero ni putang ni tu, pinjak tau juni.
This man was a witch doctor.
Dan na anguti anga kurang man.
He believed that something like a rabbit's foot could protect you.
Tapi mau pergi ke rumah si maju, ukari isi dengan nur, seperti jauh yang naga eksemeni.
He would sell people a bit of bone from a whale and say, put that somewhere in your house, it will protect you from bad luck.
Amma abiu sauning ini ni aku tak katilah semajuk iklim yang tak terajau aku duni gipiung itu ni kemarit itu ni yang matang.
People would wear things under their shirts. He sold them to them.
Tama ko ni aku tak katilah tengah tama ni atuk tak katilah semajuk inung ni.
If they got sick, he might say, oh, here's some, I don't know, some frog, a dead frog. Tie that to your head.
They'll
take your head
away.
And of course, when people do those things, they don't protect you from the
devil.
In fact, they do the opposite. They call the devil. You don't need any superstition to keep you from bad luck. You just need to find Jesus Christ. And if you trust in those things, you will push Jesus away and you will bring the bad spirits.
Tama ko rin na mangiti upigyo bigi Jesus yung anong nga ayang niya kaviyo kamatung masuktilig piyong ito.
So if you have anything like that in your house, destroy it.
Tama rin tama na ito ko rin yung nagigusin ni pika ko si sogati yung kaktasi.
Don't sell it. Don't say it's worth $100 if I sell it.
Oka gilutit hanarata lakam ningani niokutigin yakovio.
You destroy it.
So what diloko?
Because it's wicked, it's evil.
Then napiyong ito mingamat.
Well, that's what this man did. He was a sorcerer.
Then anguti angakuromat.
Now people might say, "Oh, it's tradition. It's our tradition." Oh yes.
Amma inoy ukagayakturo ilakosibutiman na.
Some traditions come from the devil.
Tama ko ilakosibuyo ilang isatan na simingamata.
If I took you to England, I could show you some traditions that are hundreds of years old.
England mo katigik patita kutitun nagarit ilakusagayo yun hanarun ukyo na atoktaw yun.
Just because something's old doesn't make it good.
Taymari nutaungin nga pidjutigilugo piyunagayo nangitugo.
We need to believe in God.
Upegosugaya kaktugutigo timi.
Well, this man, he looked at these things. He was so amazed.
Taymari tamakuning atan na ang muta tako katagami kamayuwalo katiroto.
I remember in Africa we had two brothers who got converted.
They married over in Africa. Me, ilan nagyakarotu magkuni Kristo si mi utangoktu.
Their next door neighbor was a witch doctor.
Then na idlo silititiyang ni idlo kato ang akuduni.
One day they were walking past. He was carving an idol of spirit. They married
sila tayo pisukrutit sila mesan ang warag sa mayugoting wag sa mi.
And they laughed. They just couldn't stop laughing because they were so funny. This witch doctor became very angry. And they heard him all night, make singing his songs and banging his drum all night. In the morning, he was gone. Where's he gone? They said to the neighbors, where's he gone?
But
he said he was cursing you all day and all night. But because nothing happened to you, he became frightened and ran away. They never saw him again. This man was called the great power of God. There have always been people who say, oh, that's the power of God. Oh no, it's not the power of God, it's the power of Satan. I go to a country called Vietnam. And I have a friend who is an evangelist there. And he went to preach to the villagers there. And the people just didn't believe what he said. So my friend David said to them, why don't you believe the gospel? They said, we've got a witch doctor. She's more powerful than you. Oh, he said, I want to meet her. And they met publicly. Small woman cursed David. But he just smiled. She had no power over him. She jumped like a wild leopard. To jump on David. But she hit an invisible wall. She fell unconscious to the ground. And they thought, well, what's happened to her? After some time, she came round. While she was unconscious, she had met Jesus Christ.
And
she said, Jesus Christ is God.
And
now she went everywhere. She burnt all her traditions and her idols. She burnt them all. Yes, in 1999 they had a great bonfire for 7 nights in Fondinda, didn't they? They burnt idols and witchcraft and pornography and drugs and cigarettes. They burnt it on the ice.
That woman
went everywhere saying, Jesus is Lord. Don't believe in these lies I've been telling you for all this time.
Jesus Christ, you see, at any moment, take a cause of a cataract, go for him.
She had been the great power in their lives. What is the great power in your life? You must let go of that great power.
And
fall at the feet of Jesus. When this happened in
Vietnam,
God did such great miracles. It was a girl, she died. She was dead 3 days. At her funeral, one of the believers felt in his heart to pray for her. He just prayed very quietly, didn't say anything, he just prayed very quietly. The girl sat up. Half the village ran away. And the other half became Christians. Yeah, you see, people live under the shadow of death. You're miserable unless you have Jesus living in your life. And if Jesus doesn't make you happy, I don't know which Jesus you know. If he makes you introspective, that's look inside you and, I don't know what kind, that's not the Jesus I know. Jesus makes you love yourself and not love other people. You're bad news. But Jesus is good news. Do you bring good news into people's lives? Let me tell you another story. There was a man there in the village. His daughter was mentally ill. He was a communist soldier. Oh, well done. I don't know what you said, but I don't think you said. Anyway, good. She's good, isn't she? She's good?
Yes.
Did she say communist soldier?
Yeah.
Okay. Well done. Leah says so, yes, so you did.
I tried.
You're very good. I couldn't say it. Anyway, communists don't believe in God. You don't believe in anything spiritual. So he took his daughter to the doctors. Two years went by, she didn't get better. Then he took his daughter to a witch doctor. 1 year he gave him money. Didn't get better. Then somebody said, why don't you go to the Christians? Came to the church and offered them money. The Christian said, we don't want money, we'll pray for your daughter. He prayed for his daughter, she was set free. That communist army officer went back to his barracks. Called all the soldiers to attention. He said, comrades, I have an announcement. There is a God. Amen. And if you go to that part of the world, there are thousands of Christians. Communists put them in prison. But they love Jesus. You see, this man, he was the great power of God, but he found out that Jesus was bigger than his God.
Wonderful,
isn't it? And then Philip baptized him. Tells us that in verse 13. He baptized this man.
Sati mita bani vasi me ukasi me me pilipusi ugo vakti loktanga.
Someone was baptized. It was wonderful.
Vakti tolosi me yupi yoru yo.
Oh, what a big, big convert.
Angi yoru mitan na sagiak tuvinam.
Very important man.
Bin Mariru Luni.
Oh, this is wonderful. We like important men. Did you know that for Jesus there are no important men?
Jesus
everybody's important. Your name is Michael Harper. God loves you. Your name is Stephen Harper. Jesus loves you. But he doesn't love you any more than anybody else here in Arctic Bay. You're all special to him. He loves everybody. So then this man was watching all the miracles. And in verse 18, read down to verse
24. 18 me 24 mo kaxe mangmat. Sai man de kau yiga me anong ne tuni yau mat. Apu stari wakti siningi tigo. Kina yani tuni si yuma de tokta kununga. Okak lo nilo. Pi yon nang ne tokta man na uhan no tuni lau sikku. Patin mi yakka anang nang mi itong na ito mi ilum na tao katakulugin. Pituro siyo di kiwa. Kinaw yatit. Aso tao katigil sa ribatit. Isu makakabit kutiyo tunag kutani kinaw yan o piti tao yung nakasugil yatit. Tamato mga pinaswakang nur. Pinaswakat. Pinaswakataw yutit. Pinaswakataw yuksaw ngilatit. Ilagiyaw na kang naglunin. Isu may namang ay magutiyo sa ngani. Kakirigit, piyong ito ng mit tamatumang at pinaswak tong nit. At anang malutok siya kutit, isu magiyong nagyo kutit, isu mang nit namang ito mit. Kawajiga ma, piyong mabigyong nang may katakawit, ayong nang mordo, tiguyaw si madutit. Sa ay mandukiyo ko, at anang mo, tuksiyo tinga, tamako, ukaw sa kanya si nagdiyaruni, uwanot,
So here's this man, he watched them doing miracles and he said, oh, I want that power. I volunteer, you give me that power, and I'm a rich man, I'll give you lots of money. $10,000. And he said to Peter, you give me that power, I'll give you
$10,000.
Maybe Peter was tempted to say, well, okay, I'll give you a general blessing.
Won't
do any harm, just say a general blessing.
That'll
be nice. We need the money. But no. Peter said in verse 20, your money go to hell with you.
Peter
why? Because you thought you could do things in the kingdom of God with money.
So
and then he said, verse 21, you've not got anything to do with the ministry.
Because
your heart is not right sight of God.
The
secret sin in your life. Got a divided heart.
A what?
A divided heart. Something wrong with your heart. You don't love God. You're a hypocrite. Now God made this to be written in the Bible. This man had been baptized by a great evangelist. But God was telling us, it doesn't matter if you're baptized. You might be baptized by the Bishop of Nunavut. By the Archbishop of Canada. By the Archbishop of Canterbury. By Reinhard Bonnke or Joyce May, you can be baptized by anybody. I don't
know.
Well done, you're very good, aren't you? Yet all these big names, they don't count before God. When you stand before God, God wants to know the state of your heart. If you go to the prison, where's the nearest prison? Is it in Iqaluit or is it down in Ottawa? You'll probably find some baptized people in those prisons. I know, I preached in the prisons. They have Methodists and Anglicans and Baptists and Pentecostals in prisons. Baptism doesn't make you a Christian. Now what makes you a Christian?
Verse
22. Repentance makes you a Christian. Two things make you a Christian. Repentance and faith. Now here it says repent. You know that the foundation of the Christian life is the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a miracle. God does works in our lives. But when you think of the Christian life, think of it like building a house. Well, I don't know about here, but down south, when they build a house, they dig a foundation, not here. I was in Africa, I saw a house that had been built without a foundation. The man thought he'd save some money, no foundation. So what he did was he built the house and it was all collapsing, falling down. Nobody was living there. His poor neighbors had better houses, not because they looked better, but because they had a foundation. But when you pour a foundation, you must first dig a hole. And you must dig, says the Bible, till you touch the rock. Repentance is digging. Faith is receiving. You dig in your heart and then you receive. That's how you become a Christian. He said, repent. If perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. He said, it's not something you've done, it's something you think. Now, I have many thoughts in the day. Sometimes I watch television and many thoughts come in my head. All kinds of thoughts are like birds, they come and fly across my sky of my head. They come and they go. They're not sinful. He's not talking about that. He's talking about a thought that is always there. Ambition. Pride. Envy. Jealousy. Seeing the same thing. Well done. She's good, isn't she? She's good. Shall we give her a test? Let's go through all the words. No, but you see, the thought of your heart. Sometimes it can be a fantasy. Sometimes it can be a bitterness. Deep hurt. A desire for revenge. Bitter thoughts. And your heart can be dark and bitter. And Peter said, your heart is not right. You are poisoned, verse 23, by bitterness and by iniquity. Peter was saying, you're not a real Christian. You're baptized, but you're not a real Christian. Look at what's in your heart. He said, repent, get it out of your heart. Simon said in verse 24, pray for me, pray for me.
Simon,
but the apostles did not pray for him. Why? Because nobody can pray this prayer for you. You've got to pray this prayer. You say, you pray for me. No, God says, you repent. You're the one who must repent. You forgive those who've hurt you. I can't pray for you to forgive somebody else. I can't do that. I can pray that God will help you, but only you can pray to forgive people. Forgive me. And so many people, they want somebody else to come and bless them. The greatest blessing will come to you when you say, Lord, forgive me. When you say, Lord, I forgive them. When you confess your sin. How do you confess your sin? Well, let me tell you how not to do it.
Huh?
Let me tell you how not to confess your sin. Well, Lord, I got angry today with that person. They were so bad they deserved it. It wasn't my fault I got angry. It was their fault.
No,
that's not how you repent. That's how you accuse
people.
When you repent, you say, Lord, I got angry today. It was my fault.
Yes.
Not their fault.
Yes.
I'm proud. I'm angry. I'm jealous. I want these things. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm wicked. Do you know we had a mission? I might have told you that. I think I told you this story before. I'll tell you again. We had a missionary in India. And the missionary, his old mother went to visit him in India. She was a churchgoer all her life. She was from Scotland. She went to church all her life. She went to India to visit her missionary son. There was a man of God visiting. God gave him a word for this old lady. He was a bit frightened, a bit embarrassed. He said to this old lady, God's given me a word for you. What is it? He said, God says, you are a wicked woman. You know what she said?
Put
your chin out. She said, I know. She began to cry. She said, I've been to church all my life. I've always done my best. I've always tried hard. But I'm angry. I'm jealous. I'm bitter. And I'm so unhappy. Can God forgive me? Can God change my heart?
Yes,
said the man of God. He wants to give you joy. She didn't say, how dare you say that? That's a horrible thing to say. I'm a good woman. I go to church.
She didn't
say. She said, I know it's true. When we see our sin, we don't fight, we don't defend ourselves. We say, yes, it's worse than you know. Do you know who is the worst sinner in the world?
Me.
You know why it's me? Do you know why it's me? Okay, it's Mary. Why is it me? Because I see me from inside. I can't see you from inside. There's only one human being I know really well. Oh, and I think, Lord, surely nobody can be as bad as me. God has to make us cry. God has to make us surrender. God is so quick to forgive.
Guti sama gayun nasi kau turun.
He loves us so much.
Nak digging mati wak suara.
He loves it when we come and say, I'm sorry, forgive me. He loves it.
Nak digging mati gud tabung upa guti jangan atama mena.
The Bible says the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart.
Dan itu yang aku kasih mang mataman nago tu nak kutau si majok sokak tu aku dapat mati bu.
You can pray for 1,000 years, it won't please God.
Temeri aku guna waktu seno tuk si agar aku begitu yang nama gini jangan ikat.
Yeah, you heard me right.
Eh, itu setia tadi.
When you repent.
Kakek aku begini.
God is happy. God is happy.
Guna aku begitu nak tu.
You open the door of heaven when you repent. God blesses people who repent. Oh, there's blessing when the doors of heaven open. Repentance opens the door of heaven. You know, God gave a promise in the Old Testament.
This time it took on the good to open my rich among men.
He said, if my people who are called by my name,
they may not put the cart in the oven, no need to make but
shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Then from heaven will I hear them.
Tay mari tapang akilang mitu sarang niya.
Forgive them their sin.
Isumagay yung nagdo ko piyong hindi.
And heal their land.
Inyo nangaruma mitidlo ko.
Hallelujah! That's a promise from God. It's not a promise from man.
Nakuntio pa marik si manadayang ako patino.
Oh, that's why he said, repent, repent, repent. It's easy. Repent.
Ukasim ang makakayagat ayong nangitikuro.
Hallelujah. Oh, we have a God of grace. We've got a God of grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, then God sent an angel to Philip and said, go and preach to a man down there in the desert. This was another important man. He was a minister of finance.
Dan nakinya wira-wira kunun ang iyong kamari iyong roto.
He wore probably fantastic robes, a bit like me.
Ano ka tiyak si mayolo doon na kay daso doon na?
That's not that funny.
Disi na ito.
Thank you, okay. Okay, he had gold, a bit like that butterfly.
Puro ka ito na iman na uto.
But you know, he probably had a gold, a bit of a crown and a gold chain.
Niya ko siyak doon na kay guru ka rami.
The fantastic robe. And he was sitting in a what would you say, a Mercedes car, you know, a very big, fantastic, expensive car. Okay. You're so good. Anyway, he was in an expensive car. And he was reading the Bible. And the Holy Spirit said, go to him, speak to him. Philip said to him, do you understand what you are reading in the Bible? And he said, no. I don't understand the Bible. And the Bible says a wonderful thing. I don't know if it's in the Inuktitut. This man begged. He begged Philip. Please help me.
Thank you.
Is it there in the Inuktitut? He begged him. Help me understand the Bible.
Ika yurang matukisi yung nasinera kijuyuy.
Not everybody has time.
Kina tuinya lima pisa karam nangimar.
Not everybody has the education.
Amma ininya nakatuinya ngisuta.
But if you've got it,
kisiyali lipisi magovio.
You must study the Bible.
Kakuay juyuy ilinya kaktati.
because our churches are perishing for lack of knowledge. People are begging us, they don't know, we don't know it, but they're begging us. Tell me the Bible, tell me the Bible, tell me the Bible.
Inui kinyu yang mata tuk siap vinyu ta kuning iju yunu karima virokta.
Everywhere the Bible is read, the Holy Spirit moves.
Te merita ku iju yunu karima to yagangata anang nil iju na ito ala jesu muyo.
So he said, well, what were you reading?
Kisumu karima kau wa
vabdu gudumi. Verse 32 and 33. We'll just look at these two verses.
32 and 33. Yes.
Who's he talking about?
Kaimari angutan na sipiti tutu kutau yaktok tutu.
A lamb!
Nukau yaktok.
With a lot of wool.
Tuku yuaruktok.
Like a thick coat.
Tuku yuaruktok ni mikunga.
Standing before the person who cuts the wool off.
Tasuma sarisini yaktok sanitia ngani nyangit suni.
The lamb doesn't say anything.
Tana nukka nitikun nangi mataiman naitoruni.
The lamb is humiliated. He gets no justice.
No good trial.
Then in verse 33, nobody to preach him. It's very sad if there's a town where nobody talks about Jesus. He can't preach himself. His time on the earth is finished.
So kay matamani nyo na mipine ang nagayangat isurima.
He needs preachers now.
Tay maria yung suy yini pikaraya kadakto.
Who is this?
Kinaw matana.
It's Jesus.
Tanaw ni Jesus.
Jesus is the Lamb.
Jesus is tanaw nuka.
And in this verse from Isaiah.
Tay maria Isaiah mi ukawsing ini.
He said, the Lamb of God was clothed with glory and Godhead.
Temaritana sipi piu yuarong mik ano kaktao si madakto.
But when he came to earth, he took off his glory.
Kasi ani ginu na magamitana piu yuarong pilaw tanga.
And he just became an ordinary man.
Inyo tuin na ulatlo ni.
But as an ordinary man, he still had majesty and power upon him. Then he was arrested. And they mocked him. They slapped him. Stripped him of his dignity. They pulled out his beard. They called him names. Then they condemned him by a false trial. And then they gave him a terrible beating to take away every dignity. Took away his dignity, his honor. They stripped him naked.
amma piyakta umman annu waka unnirti tavlune.
They crucified him on the cross.
Kikir tuktavlune sanninga yurimmi.
And everything they did to Jesus.
Tamakkuwa kisutuinnali maa tuktavlu Jeesusimu.
His mouth was closed. He didn't curse anybody. He wept for sinners, but he blessed the sinners. No matter how badly he was treated, he loved everybody. And on the cross, Jesus was cut deeper and deeper. Through his life, he was brought lower and lower. And the cut went deeper and deeper. And at last, they put a spear in his side, which cut open to his heart. And no matter how deeply they cut the Son of God, all that came out of him was love. Everything, when they cut him and they humiliated him and they cut him again, it was love. The greatest moment in all eternity is the cross. The moment when the deepest part of God was revealed in the darkest place of earth. And in that moment, God said so clear, I love sinners. I will pay anything for them to come back. I love you. And I'm not angry with you. I have never been angry with you. Before I am angry, I will love you. Because my love is greater than my anger. I love you, says the Lord. You can do anything to me, you can reject me, you can mock me, I love you, I won't change.
Kanutu nyatia piyun naringa, kipilo yun naringa, kisiyani nabigi nao yang niyariki.
That's what Philip preached to this man.
Tamna, Philippo siu, ayoko siu jutigili lauktanga.
When he had finished, this African,
Tamna Africa miyota,
said, I want to be baptized. He said, I want to follow Jesus. And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you can be. He said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And he got down, he took off his coat, his chain, his crown, his robes. It's rubbish. The honor of this world is rubbish. People boast in the achievements of the world. It's rubbish compared to the love of Jesus. He said, I want to follow Jesus. Two men were baptized in this chapter. This man, he repented. And he went down to
Africa.
And he started the first church in Africa. Really, he was the first missionary to Africa. The best missionary to Africa is an African. The best missionary to the Inuktitut is Inuktitut. And you see, here it says in this verse, he begged them. Explain the Bible to me. And then in verse 33, who will declare his generation? Who will preach Jesus to this world? You care for your family, your children, your parents. Yes, you do all that. But never forget. He's looking for people who will preach Jesus. We're not all preachers. But we are all to carry the message. Everybody is to know. I love Jesus.
Jesus is not living up.
Let's pray, shall we? Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to pray?
You're
going to have a moment's quiet. Before I pray for you, I want you to talk to
Jesus.
You can confess your sin. Tell him your sin. Tell him your wickedness. He'll forgive you. Go so low as possible. He will lift you up. He will pour out his blessing on those who repent.
We'll
have a moment's silence.